Now, there seems to be, I know in this state we've had a lot of incidents lately of movers who are less than reputable. Why does there seem to be such a problem with that in this industry?
Well, we see that there's a lot of folks that move every year, but many people don't move that often, and so they don't have a lot of experience with hiring a mover. If you only do it every 5 or 10 years, you wouldn't necessarily know what types of things to look for and how to make sure that you're finding the right mover that's going to do a good job for your move. That's why we encourage people to do their research ahead of time, make sure they thoroughly check out what company they're working with and make sure they're hopefully using a professional mover, a pro mover to do a good job for them.
Would it be a good idea to use a name you recognize, one of the bigger national firms? Is that a pretty good indication that you're going to get a good move?
That helps sometimes. There's also some good reputable local firms as well that can do a good job. We try and go through and certify companies that can meet the needs of any consumer that's moving, and sometimes a good company is large and sometimes it's a small company.
Customers actually have a lot of rights in this area, don't they?
Yes. The rules are different depending upon whether you're crossing state lines or moving locally within Washington, for instance, or locally. You have different requirements by the federal government and the state, so it really depends on what type of a move you're dealing with. But there are protections that are in place for either scenario.
And I see one of the tips you have here is get all agreements in writing. Don't most people do that?
Most people do, and certainly any legitimate mover is going to give you the information in writing, and they're required to do things with written documents.
Now, you also have a tip about taking valuables with you, and you're referring to smaller things, aren't you? Things that don't necessarily need an actual mover?
Certainly a lot easier to take small jewelry with you than a giant grandfather clock, for instance. But we're really looking at the things that are a lot easier to take with you that you'd want to make sure you have. If you have like a coin collection or any really important papers, you want to have your passport with you, any kinds of medicines that you might need in the short term, certainly those types of things you'd want to keep with you.
And where can we go for information on movers or for help if we get into a dispute with a mover?
Well, our website, moving.org, has some great tips in terms of finding a mover and what to do as you go through the process. It can really help you select a good moving company for the job. You can also register a complaint after the fact if there's a problem with one of our movers. We do have some complaint forms online to do that. If you find that you've been working with a company that's not a member of the American Moving and Storage Association, you are able to complain to the federal government at protectyourmove.gov if it's an interstate move. And I'm sure the state of Washington and other states have similar avenues to complain if it's a local move.
Right. Okay, good. Well, I think we're all set then. And my apologies again for my mix-up here, and thank you very much.
Not a problem. Good luck.
Hey, Harmon.
Oh, yes, uh-huh, yeah.
One last thing, because Scott actually has something that's local data if you need anything about Washington State or Seattle.
Oh, good, okay.
I know you were doing a generic story, but I just thought we were talking about it before the interview began, and I told him, I said, you may want to say that to him.
Oh, well, what local information do you have on us out here?
Well, I mentioned that the federal government does receive complaints from consumers, and they've put out a ranking of the top 10 markets around the country where the most complaints are found. And unfortunately for you, the Seattle-Tacoma market did end up number 10 on that list. So they're behind some of the other cities that are seeing a lot more of a problem, but it did make the top 10 list.
Do you have any thoughts on why that might be?
Well, there's certainly a lot of people moving in and out of the area. Some of the other cities on here are also really large. New York and Los Angeles are at the top of the list. So certainly where people are moving a lot, there's going to be more complaints out of those types of areas.
And how many, do you know how many cities are on that list?
They just put out a top 10 list.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
All right.
It's just their top 10 whatever. List of, and you're number 10 on the, out of the top 10.
Okay.
And this really tracks their complaints, so it's certainly possible that there's, you know, there's 500 cities on, I don't really know, but they only released the top 10.
Oh, okay. And that's Seattle, not Washington State.
Correct. It's a market, so it's a Seattle-Tacoma market.
Okay.
They're looking at metropolitan areas.
Okay. Well, good. I think that should do it for us, and I thank you very much.
Sounds good. Thank you very much. If there's anything else we can help with, you know how to reach us.
Great. Okay, thank you. Bye-bye.